What is going on today, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, aka Mr. Mental Illness from TikTok and Mental Illness from Instagram, Twitter, you know, and of course YouTube in podcast form as well. If this is your first time tuning in, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. I am a self-aware narcissist. I was going to say the self-aware narcissist, but it's kind of egotistical to say that, but you know, I do have kind of a big ego, but the point of this page, the point of this my platform is to bring awareness to mental health disorders and to also, in the process, validate survivors and victims and things of that nature as well. Today's episode is going to be about tying your self-worth to a narcissist or to a toxic person in your life. Because one of the main questions that I get on TikTok is, you know, could I have done more to help him or her? Could I, you know, why wouldn't they change for me? Why wasn't I good enough for them to go to therapy? Why weren't the kids good enough to make him or her go to therapy and things like that? So let me preface this, y'all. I say he a lot because I'm talking about myself. So if you don't get butthurt, if you are a man listening to this and you're like, you're just a man hater. No. I say he because I'm actually talking about myself a lot because, you know, I'm giving you my perspective. So don't get it twisted. I'm not, you know, a man hating feminist or anything like that. I'm just, you know, trying to raise awareness from my perspective. And I just happen to be a man, you know. So back to tying your self-worth to a narcissist. A lot of people see me in the situation that I'm in right now. Like, you know, I've been in therapy for 4 years. I've been in therapy since October, almost 4 years. I know I say people will fact check me, like, hey, you haven't been in therapy for 4 complete years. You actually went to therapy first in October 2017. Yes, it's almost been 4 years. So 2017 to 2021 is 4 years in my brain. You know, if you add 21 minus 17 is 4. But you want to get technical? Yes, it's been three plus years, almost 4 years, closer to 4 than 3. And they see that, and they know I remain with my wife. I'm still married. I have 3 kids and things like that. And they see that, and they, you know, they always, a lot of people want to talk to my wife to see what she did to make me go to therapy. They always just like, we want to talk to the wife. We want to see her perspective. We want to talk to her to see what, you know, what she did to get you to go there. And I always tell them, I'm like, you can't do that because people, you can't base your situation on my situation because, like, I went to therapy because I was, you know, I've always known that I was different, and I've always been searching for answers and things like that as well. So I always, you know, I've been looking for the answers, and going to therapy for being a narcissist just made sense to me, and it gave me the answers that I have always been looking for. I've always known I was different, and that being a narcissist made sense to me. Like, having narcissist personality disorder made sense to me, and it gave me the answers to the questions I've always been asking myself since I was 7 years old. So people, I mean, I'll do another video on that topic sooner or later, but about what age I started these traits and stuff like that. But like 7 years old is that, you know, I've been this way since I was 7 years old. And in that moment right there, like I said, when I'm talking about this, and people, like, I see people, just they are just so sad in my comment section. What the hell? On TikTok sometimes. I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea what just fell.
And it scared me. Sorry. I missed my flask on the table. Sorry. That scared me. But people get in my comment section and stuff like that, and they're super sad on TikTok because they're asking questions like, why, you know, I wish I was good enough or strong enough, you know, maybe I should have stuck it out a little bit longer and things like that. Maybe they would have went to therapy if I would have stuck around. It's like on Instagram right now, in this very moment, there's a man on there right now saying that he's, you know, he's like, man, I wish I would have stayed a little bit longer because, like, seeing your page makes me feel like I'm worthless, like I wasn't good enough to get, you know, get her. To go to therapy. And I'm just like, look, I had to do a video on that. I was like, look, do not tie your self-worth to them, because, like, it's not about you. It's 100% not about you. It's not about the kids. It's not about any other person in the narcissist's life except for the narcissist. The narcissist does not want to go to therapy because the narcissist does not, like, we deep down don't think that we are good enough. You know what I mean? We don't think there's, like, a lot of people say the narcissist doesn't think there's an issue. A lot of times we know there's an issue, but we just don't want to address the issue because they will bring up old stuff that we don't want to deal with. You know, old traumas that we've suppressed, old issues and things that we've buried deep down into our, you know, subconscious minds, and that, you know, that made us who we are, like the trauma or whatever that made us who we are. We don't want to have to deal with it over and over again. We don't want to have to, like, the shame of the trauma that we went through. We don't have to share that with you or a therapist. So it's not you. It's 100% us, you know. when you're dealing with a narcissist. If you're not dealing with a narcissist, then there's, you know, there's a lot of stuff, a lot of different factors going into play. But like, if you're dealing with a narcissist, you know, it's not about you. So take that pressure off of yourself. Like, lift that weight off of yourself, on your shoulders and stuff like that, and just stop just saying like, oh, if I was just been strong enough. Like, you were strong, like, you got out of it. That's strength right there. It takes strength to get out of there. Because when I'm doing my one-on-ones, people are tied to these people, and they don't have the strength to leave right now. They become trauma bonded because they tied so much of their self-worth to that, you know, to that narcissist in their lives. They tied to them, and then they can't, you know, they don't have any more self-worth. Their self-worth and their validation is dependent upon that, you know, their partner, who just might be a narcissist, you know. So don't tie your self-worth to that, because like I said, if you tie too much of your self-worth to that person, if you give too much of yourself to that person, if you start giving so many of your pieces of yourself to that other person, you will lose yourself. Because you mean you're taking pieces from yourself to try to fix somebody else, to try to build that person up. Who's replacing those pieces that you're losing to try to fix the other person? And then once you give yourself, you tear too many pieces, you start to forget who you are. You start to actually lose yourself because you lost so many pieces. And then you try to build this person up, and guess what happens? They end up leaving you. And then you end up broken down. You don't know who you are. And then you become obsessed and you become addicted to that person and that validation, because that's all you've known for a long time, because that's all you've been trying so hard to get back to the beginning of the relationship. You've been trying so hard to fight back for this relationship and to be in this situation and things like that. So stop tying your self-worth to these people, you know, because that's the only way. If you want to remain in a relationship with a narcissist, that's the only way you can survive in a relationship like that, is to not tie your self-worth and validation to that other person, and to stand in your truth, and to not react. Don't be so reactionary to a narcissist, because they're going to try to poke you and get a reaction out of you, and they love it. They get hype of it. Don't be surprised if you poke a narcissist. I mean, if a narcissist is poking you and getting your reaction, and you start screaming and fighting and cussing, and they try to, you know, they become aroused. That's the thing. Become aroused. Like, you are so hot when you're yelling and screaming. And it makes them feel better, because it's actually, you know, us that got you to that point. Like, look at how much control I have over this person. They're yelling and screaming because of something I did. You know what I mean? So, like, back to the self-worth thing. Like I said, I did a video yesterday. I was just like, look. It's not like, don't, like, if you give yourself up so much, like, especially if a narcissist leaves you, or if you decide that you need to leave the narcissist for whatever reason, like, okay, I've tried my hardest. Now it's time for me to go. Time for me, I guess, take the kids and go. Time for me to go by myself. Time for me to just separate from this person. And then, like, that person leaves you, and it look from the outside looking in, it looks like they're getting better for the next person, like they're changing for the next person. That's not you either. That's them. Because if you can look at them and see that they are treating the next person better than they treated you, that means the entire time they knew how to treat you, they were just choosing not to, because that's the type of person they are. It's not you. If they can haul and if they can discard you, and 2 weeks later be with somebody else in a loving, caring relationship, they living with somebody else, that's not you. That's 100% them beating you down to a pulp. And a lot of times they'll try to keep you on the side. Like, you'll go from the main person to the side person. You know what I mean? That's what I said. Your self-worth, like, if you give too much of your self-worth to that person, I feel like that, you know, I hear the trauma, like, when I'm doing my one-on-ones, I hear the word trauma bond so much. I'm just like, oh my goodness, a trauma bond. Trauma bond is like, hey, I'm trauma bonded. You become more trauma bonded because you've given so much of your self-worth to that person. Like, they've beaten you down so much, like, mentally and sometimes physically. I've been encountering a lot more physical abuse stories, and I hate those. But you start to think that, like, them mentally abusing you or physically abusing you is their way of showing love to you. You know, this is all I'm worth. Like, this is all I'm worth. This getting hit, this getting yelled at and screamed at and cussed at or whatever, this getting belittled behind closed doors. You know what I mean? So don't, like I said, your self-worth is something you have to work on and build back up in the self-love. Because I know you get tied to the point because you love so hard. You love so much. And it's hard for you to believe that the person you can love so much can treat you so terribly. And then he's like, what is it about? It's like, all I'm doing is loving this person unconditionally. But this person is not returning the love, so I need to try harder. I need to keep trying harder. Like, I'm not worth as much. And this makes you start to doubt yourself and beat yourself up. So if you start to devalue yourself, the narcissist's job is done. They don't even have to work hard anymore because you devalue yourself now. Like, if you devalue yourself and take away all your own self-worth, what do they have to do? What does a narcissist have to do then? I don't think they have to do absolutely anything. They can just like go about their day, and you just, you know, you sit home or you be at work pondering and obsessing over the situation and trying to figure out how you can be better. Like, how you can be better sometimes is how you can work on yourself. Like, you have to stop trying to be better for somebody else and start trying to be better for yourself. And that's not just speaking to, you know, the survivors and whatnot and the people who are dealing with narcissists. That's speaking directly to the narcissist as well. Like, if you're a narcissist and you're listening to this video, you want to try to get your ex back or whatever, you want to try to work on yourself, you can't get them back. You can manipulate them to get them back. You can lie. You can love bomb them. You can do all that mess. You can do that and get them back. But guess what? They'll just leave again. If you want to keep them for real, you have to work on yourself you have to work on yourself with the idea in your head that they're not coming back. And if they come back because you worked on yourself, that's great. You can keep them then. But if they come back without you working on yourself, then you not. What's the point of putting work in? You know, there's no point in putting that work in. So that's why I said, if you narcissist or not, survivor or not, person dealing with a narcissist or not, victim or not, you got to work on yourself. Value yourself more than you value somebody else, more than you value the other person. Because I hear that line, I'm telling y'all, I hear that line so much. I love, you know, I gave this person everything and they destroyed me. You can't give people the key to destroy you. You just can't do that. You know, not this day and age, because people, you know, they will use it against you. They'll weaponize anything against you. It's crazy how you've been in a relationship with a narcissist and then your self-worth becomes weaponized. It's like, wow, how does that happen? You know what I mean? I'm just like, how does your self-worth get weaponized against you in a narcissistic or just a regular, plain old toxic relationship and things like that? And I know I get a lot of people come on my page and like, toxic relationships don't really exist. You know, the Kevin Samuels stands or whatnot. Toxic relationships. You know, I watched some Kevin Samuels video, and I see every time a woman says the word toxic, he's like, oh my goodness, toxic this, toxic that. I'm like, okay. Y'all keep listening to that man you want to. Yeah, but it's just, whoop. But anyway, y'all, I'm hitting my limit. I know y'all not trying to keep these things around 12 to 13, 14 minutes or whatnot. But yeah, final message, stop tying your self-worth to these people, because you're worth more than, you know, you're worth more than what they think of you. You're worth more than how they treat you and things like that. You're just worth more. Be worth more to yourself. Do some positive affirmations. Tell yourself that you're worthy. Tell yourself that you love yourself. Tell yourself that you deserve better. And, you know, if that, whether or not that person chooses to get better, it's not about you. It's 100% about them. So thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Like, subscribe for more. Peace and love. You know, I love y'all as much as a narcissist can love. But can a narcissist really love? That's up to y'all to decide. Because that's another question I heard. Can a narcissist love? So, I love you, but I'm a narcissist, so do I love you? Peace out, y'all. Appreciate it.